The same might go for clocks. You can get straight from high-precision clocks to a massive increase in the policing of the workforce. I mean, one of the single most important things that happens in the 18th century in Britain, say, is the way in which time management, very early, gets to be introduced into factories by men like Boulton and Watt or Josiah Wedgwood. And time management means clock watching. It means work rate, it means payment by time, it means payment according to the rigid rhythms of machines. Now that's obviously fundamental for industrialization. And if you don't have clock culture, you're very unlikely to get to industrial society by that path. So it seems clear that the clock-glass complex plays all sorts of very interesting roles in the transition to industrial modernity. But, and I think this is a big but, if you did not have that culture, one can certainly see other pathways to industrial society which could have been and were taken.